it's tough. You know, anytime you have a game, you want to play, you want to compete. But at the end of the day, we're gearing up and training for September 11th. So the biggest thing I think I can go into these games thinking is to first, you know, help yourself, do what you need to do, figure out what you need to do on what play it is, whatever technique it is. And then secondly, just be there to help a younger guy, be there to, you know, some of the mistakes I may have made to not allow anybody else to make that mistake. Just coaching up people, making sure we're all working together.
How much are you enjoying working with these young receivers? It seems like you're getting a pretty good kick out of it.
I love it. But I just love the feeling of being able to help. And sometimes, you know, guys will come to me with questions. Not all the time, but they'll come to me with questions, and I'll give them the best advice that I would give them the advice I would give myself. And with doing that, I hope that they could just take it, use it, and use it the same way that they would, you know, whatever technique they use, just do that and add something into it.
What have you, the continued progress of number 87, Sterling Shepard? Can you talk about what you've seen from him?
I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it's going to be, he's going to be a special player. Kind of want to keep him on the down low for right now, so that way he just jumps out, you know, the first couple games and has some big plays, touchdowns, all of that. But he's developing, still learning. But he's starting to pick up his speed, you know, his learning speed. I remember when I first came in, how you're kind of out there with your head on a swivel and things like that. And as days go on, you start to feel more comfortable. And you can just see him start to feel more comfortable. And he's going to be a big-time player.
Do you remember your first preseason game?
My second year. I think it was Jaguars or the Bengals, because we went to Cincinnati to work out with them. Yeah, Bengals' first preseason game.
What do you recall about it?
It's a lot of this. A lot of this right here. But yeah, like I said, we're gearing up for September 11th, and this is really a time for, not in a bad way, but for the younger guys to work, to come in and kind of get themselves prepared and situated in the NFL. Some of these guys, this is their first time ever playing in the NFL. So I'm excited about that for them, excited for that opportunity. And like I said, I just want to be able to help whoever I can.
Do you have to pump Vic up again after his hopefully minor setback yesterday?
Oh, I didn't even know he had anything like that. I don't think he needs to be pumped up. I think at the end of the day, you love football like that. Nothing's ever going to distract you from that love. I know he wants to be out there. I honestly don't know. I didn't think anything was bad, you know, after we talked. So, just excited for him to be able to get out there and play, and keep reminding him that, you know, his first game, September 11th. Even though you need to get your feet wet in the preseason, but again, I hate saying that, but it's irrelevant. You can go for 200 yards, none of it's going to matter. You can go for 0 yards, and it's not going to matter. All that matters is that you're prepared for a weekend.
Did you see him today? I mean, have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I saw him.
Is he upbeat, or what's his mood?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I didn't even chill about individual. Right after individual, I was looking around, because I didn't know that he wasn't out there. But I'm sure he's all right. If something were to happen, I think he would let me know probably.
How high is up for you with Shepard? How high is up as far as
what is that?
Goals for
you? Oh,
yeah.
They're way up there.
I mean, do you have a number in mind? You said goals.
It's not to be. Whenever you get to come in the locker room and you can look at my locker, then you can look for numbers if you need them. Right now, I'm really just focused on being really the best teammate that I could be. You know, I've never really. I mean, I've been a part of a culture like that where you feel closely bonded with the team, and we're all out here working, we're all out here in the struggle together, and that's kind of what it's felt like, and it feels good. So right now I'm just trying to help whoever I can help, keep learning and growing myself, and keep trying to elevate and set the standard even higher.
But with a threat like Sterling on the other side, maybe Vic, that opens things up for you even more, doesn't it?
Don't you think so? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, asking your opinion.
I mean, you put two people on me, you got one-on-one with both of them, and I would take them one-on-one pretty much against, you know, anybody out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, you scheme it up or what exactly you do. So I would love to get man-to-man. I would love to have two people on me. That's fine. We just throw it to somebody else, keep the chains moving, and try and put up as many points as we can.
What's better about...
You've been part of two teams in this league that have won six games each year. Does this
that's 12 wins total. Now, if we could just take that and put it into one
well,
year,
that's my question.
12 and 4, I would love that.
Does this feel like a better team than those teams?
I don't know if, I mean, if you look on the paper, yeah. There's guys that we've added. There's things that have improved. But at the end of the day, the past 2 years, I felt like we weren't going to be 6-10, and we were. So you never know. It's those little things. Like I said, we lost games by 3 points last year, and that's all things that could have been corrected in the second quarter that led all the way to the fourth quarter. But I do feel as if this team is working harder. I feel as if we have a better chance at definitely being better than 6-10. And that's obviously the goal. You know, one game at a time, but you want to be playing on February 5th in Houston.
What growth have you seen in your game in year three? What growth have you seen in your game?
I'm trying to just work on patience. I feel like the man above has a lot of things that are ahead of me, and it's hard to stay patient when you know when you want something so bad. My bad, again, I might knock it out your hand. When you want something so bad, and you feel as if it's right there and you want to go out and get it, but it's already going to come to you. And you to sit back and let it come to you is tough. So right now I'm just working on being patient, riding the waves of life. You know, you have your ups and your downs, but at the end of the day, everything's going to be all right. So just staying patient, working on the little techniques and the little fundamentals, things that I need to do to improve.
So when you went to train in the 6 months off, what did you focus on? What are you trying to improve?
Rest. Rested for a little bit of time. I'm one of those guys, as soon as it picks back up and it's time to go, it's going to be 110% every single rep for the most part. So, like I said, it kind of had to do with what I was saying, just working on patience.
But when you get out there with your trainer, what do you have a focus?
Feel good, you know what I mean? I like to get out there, do some speed training, do some agility, a little bit of top end, things like that. And what I really worked on was running routes, just trying to be crisp at the top. You know, I was a lot of the times, you know, I could be pushing up 2 more yards to get depth instead of, you know, we're breaking on the end, I'm rolling in at 12 to 14 instead of getting to 14 and breaking in. So just being tighter on everything. Like I said, year in and year out, there's going to be something I try and find to improve on and get better on. No matter what I do the year before, it's always going to be what can I do to be better this year.
Last question, guys.
When you know what it's like when you were a rookie and then you see what you do in practice, or guys can do in practice, then the lights go on and how that transition goes. Are you confident that what you've seen from some of these younger guys, that when the lights go on, that you're going to see what you've seen in practice, or is that still a transition?
I think time tells it, but at the end of the day, what you do in practice isn't no more or less different than what you would do in a game. It's just a couple more people there, a lot more people there. But I'm fully confident in their abilities and what they've done and shown so far that they'll be able to come out and do that game time, you know. So, like I said, you're kind of just waiting to see. Excited about these preseason games, just being able to come out there, see guys have fun, who's going to give it all they got, no matter what the situation is, what are you going to do to protect your brother? So that's kind of where we're at. I have full confidence in those guys, and I'm looking forward to it.